herself. Maternal mental health issues impact 15 to 20% of women while pregnant and in the year after baby is born. This is Katie, a therapist at Pawnee. Excessive worry, panic, substance use, or drastic mood shifts are all signs that it might be time to call Pawnee or ask your OBGYN. We partner with several local offices.
Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And it is City Commission Day on In Focus. So we have in studio Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris and City Manager Ron Fear. We've been talking a little bit about tonight's City Commission meeting starting at 7 o'clock at Manhattan City Hall on Points. And again, you can check that out on Cox Cable Channel 3. It'll also be streamed on the city's website at cityofmhk.com/TV, or you can just do it the old-fashioned way and actually show up and participate in your local government and practice your civics a little bit. We talked a little bit about the agenda, a little bit of a shorter, slimmer agenda tonight, but as always, Ron, there's always some interesting things on the consent agenda. And again, the consent agenda is usually just a group of items that usually don't have a whole lot disagreement among the board, but if there is, they can point that out and move it to general agenda if they want.
Certainly. A couple items of interest there. Item H is to approve first reading of an ordinance that amends our code relating to parking and stopping of vehicles, and this would be essentially a proposal to amend how long it can take to pay a parking fine before you become delinquent in that and get additional charges. So currently the ordinance states that you've got 72 hours to pay that parking permit. So this would be a parking ticket that you might get for parking too long in a 2-hour or a 3-hour slot downtown or in Aggieville. Or it could that our meter attendant would give, or it could be a color parking zone violation or park the wrong way on the wrong side of the road or over a sidewalk or something like that that the police issue. So generally you have 72 hours to pay that ticket, and it's come to our attention that sometimes that's difficult. The practice is more like it takes a little bit longer than that to get it posted. And so we're amending it to kind of do some of our actual practice and give a little bit longer. And so part of that would be it would extend that time instead of 72 hours from issuance 5 business days after the court clerk has posted the ticket. So, you know, not when the time you get it, but from the time the court has their copy in court and are posting it for a need to payment or, you know, contest or whatever the case may be. We've also had a late charge that's gone into effect after that 72 hours, and so we're postponing it. That late rate wouldn't kick in until 10 business days after first posting. So it gives you a little more time to pay the ticket, and it showed out that you know, we're not really following that 72-hour rule anyway, so let's make some adjustments and make it a little bit more convenient. You know, a lot of folks are wanting the ability to pay that ticket online, and sometimes, you know, especially the parking tickets that you get downtown or in Aggieville, if you're, you know, from out of town, you don't really see those boxes, even though the ticket says there's boxes down there that you can put your payment in or you can mail it in, or, you know, and they may want to contest it as well. So it's just some cleanup suggestion that came in. I think it was a good suggestion, and so that's what we're proposing there. Another improvement that we've been waiting on, we did get word from the Kansas Department of Transportation. They have a safety grant program that we applied for and have received, and this is for the 11th and Points intersection. So if you've been through that, that's right at the northeast corner of City Hall and the southeast corner of City Park. And so where Johnny Caw is there, and we had some deteriorating signal equipment to the poles and mast arms, and we've been temporarily supporting them with some overhead wires. And so this is a grant to fix that situation and put some new signal posts and mounts in there. And so total cost is estimated to be slightly over $555,000, including engineering costs of $122,000 and the project cost of about $414,000. The local match for that's about $53,684, and so we're asking the commission to approve that. This is a KDOT actual administered project, and so they'll be responsible for awarding the project to the contractor. Is where did I see that?
Amino Brothers.
Amino Brothers, mm-hmm. out of Kansas City, Kansas. Yeah. Thank you, Mayor. And so we're looking forward to that project getting started. Another item on the consent agenda is a master plan update. This is another grant. This is a federal grant that we've received at the airport for the grants for about $612,000. And it's to pay for a consultant to update the master plan relative to the reconstruction of the main runway. Runway 321, that's something we've been talking about for a while. The FAA wanted us to do some additional analysis and update our master plan for that prior to issuing a grant to improve that runway. And so our cost share on that's about $68,000. And again, that contract award, which we will award to it, is Kaufman Associates out of Lee's Summit, Missouri, to perform that master plan update. Another item of interest to some might be this is an amendment to agreement we have with the Flint Hills Area Transportation Agency. We have an agreement with them already that allows them to locate bus stops on the fixed route systems, signage and that sort of thing. When that original agreement came through, we didn't have a provision to allow them to put bus shelters there. So they've gotten a grant to construct and put some bus shelters at various locations. They're getting ready to start their expanded fixed route system next month, I believe, Mayor. And so I don't know how quickly these bus shelters will appear, because I think it'll take a while, but this amendment allows them to place those on the right-of-way in conjunction with approval from the city engineer in those actual locations. And then we also have an easement agreement between different parties down at Colorado and 4th Street for a lot that's going to have some parking for Civics Plus, but creates a travel easement between the parties there to allow access to that particular tract.
All right, very good. And Mayor, a lot of things I'm sure you're interested in that consent agenda. If you want to share a few thoughts.
I'm really excited about the extra parking there at 4th and Colorado, the Civic Plus, building, and the employees there, they've grown. And so there is additional parking needed. So I appreciate the interim steps, because it's not a permanent solution, but it's a good solution for an empty piece of land that has been sitting there for a while. And until something comes along of a more permanent nature, we're happy to use it, in that area for extra parking. With regard to, and I appreciate the Fairfield Inn, let me just give credit to them, because they have a little drive there off of Colorado, and so the parking access will come in through the Fairfield Inn drive rather than on 4th Street, which should keep 4th Street traffic fairly steady rather than adding that many cars twice a day. And I'm pleased. I think that isn't it MATC? Maybe I'm misspeaking. Is going to be building the bus shelters?
That's correct. My understanding is that the ATA worked with actually the Kansas State University College of Architecture and Design to design some prototypes with their new facilities that they have at the college there, and then they're working with some trade classes at MATC to actually
build
construct them.
And so that's a wonderful partnership. Think about that, And it would be good maybe if we could send Brady a copy of a model of one of the shelters, and he could put it on your site. So maybe it's
in the packet.
Is it? Okay,
yep,
it's in the packet.
Okay,
the packet.
Okay,
yeah, cool.
Take a look
All
for
right.
it. And the FAA grant, that's a pretty big deal, too.
It's pretty major.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're telling us we have to replace our runway. It's kind of like we have to work on this levee around the community, and it's going to cost quite a bit for us. But they're stepping up with some of this initial planning money, $612,000, I think. And, boy, does that make a difference when we're, you know— when they're able to come to the table with money, and ours is 10% or something, to kick it off and get it started, then we'll know and have a better estimate about what it's really going to cost and what's going to be really needed, what's essential, and what would it be nice to have. So, you know, replacing that runway is going to be a major deal. It's going to I'm not sure that we have a complete plan yet. Maybe their planning will include what to do while that main runway is down, because our secondary runway is not as large.
Right.
And we can't take as big a planes when we just have that one. So, you know, there's a lot up in the air, but it'll be probably a couple of years before it plays out.
Right.
Up in the air, you know,
there
airport,
you
no pun intended. Right?
I just made that up. I'm glad Ron agreed.
Okay. And real quick, before we go to our next break, on that runway, I know that's been talked about for a bit now, as far as the need to replace that runway. Are we getting anywhere close to, I mean, this is a start, but are we getting anywhere close as far as any sort of timeline on when we might expect to actually?
Yeah, I think we're looking at initially, probably at the earliest would be 2020. Again, that's going to be predicated on a implementation grant to help with that as well, and it'll take some discretionary funds, not just our entitlement funds, to be able to do that. The big thing is, you know, the project sequencing, and we actually have selected the engineering firm to look at that design, and FAA came back and said, you know, we need to update your master plan and take a closer look at other things related to that, such as the taxiway that supports that and expanding that, all of those particular issues. And so there's a number of different issues, you know, and they will pay for the replacement of a lot of that to a depth of whatever our typical design aircraft is. So it'll be a jet. I think our design aircraft now is about a 737. So that requires a thickness. So if we want to land larger planes for future military support for Fort Riley, then we may have to pay for some extra thickness. Or get another grant to pay for that extra thickness. So those are some of the things we're looking at. Obviously, if you're going to do that, the most economical time to do that is when you're replacing that runway. And then just the whole sequencing of that. How do you replace a runway and still keep planes flying?
And I can't imagine it's cheap.
No, not at all. It'll be. You know, I don't know the total cost estimate, but certainly tens of millions, if not 100 million or so, for that main runway replacement, because you're replacing the depth and the length
that. Also sure that with the looking at growth projections and those sort of things, I mean, you might want to plan, since you're redoing a runway, you might want to plan for the possibility of having like a bigger jets like the 737,
right,
like you're talking about.
Right.
So,
and we land those now charter-wise. I mean, that's why our design aircraft is bigger than our original jets that we have now. So, you know, part of that is, you know, during some of that construction, in order to land something on the crosswind runway, do we have to go back to smaller planes that can use that runway during that time if you have to close that runway? Or do you use construction methods and materials that allows you to pour it overnight and then use it the next day? So there's a lot, which costs a lot more money.
Be quite the endeavor.
It will.
No doubt.
So a lot of planning to do before we're ready to launch that project.
Let's go ahead and take a break.
There's also talk of maybe extending the runway, the main runway, 500 or 1,000 feet. So it just depends on what's feasible and what this planning engineering company comes back with for us.
It'll be interesting to follow, no doubt. Let's take that break. We'll come back and talk more with Mayor Linda Morris and City Manager Ron Feer on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News, brought to you by Manhattan.